You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Jaguar's new electric SUV demands a new kind of car review. By Jack Stewart. I'm 40 feet from the Jaguar, mid-chocolate chip ice cream dripping down the cone onto my fingers, when I hear the purring from under the hood. Strange, I think. First off, the car is parked. Second, it doesn't have an engine. It's only after a moment that I realize the sound is the car defending itself against the brutality of a summer day in Southern California's Coachella Valley. The fast charger I've plugged into the car is ramming in electrons, heating up the battery pack. Add 100-degree weather on top of that, and you see why the fan is running at full pelt. It's making sure the I-PACE, Jaguar's first all-electric car and a serious challenger to Tesla's EV dominance, remains a cool cat. After wiping the remnants of my own heat defense mechanism off my hands, I disconnect the charger, note how long the car's been plugged in and how much power I've added, and climb inside the small SUV. I press the chrome start button and watch the screens in the middle of the dash and behind the steering wheel spring into life with a cat motif. Then, at the point when a conventional car gets loud, the I-PACE quiets down. I pull out of the mall parking lot and onto the freeway in silence. Near silence, anyway. When I put my foot down, I can't suppress a giggle as the I-PACE rushes up the freeway on-ramp. I'm halfway through a road trip from L.A. to Palm Springs in this all-new EV, one of the first cars to rival Elon's Muskmobiles in terms of range, performance, technology, and luxury. Deliveries in the U.S. start later this year, with a price tag from $69,500. For that, buyers get a car that runs from naught to 65 miles per hour in 4.5 seconds. The two motors send 394 horsepower and 512 pound-feet of torque to all four wheels. No wonder the Automotive Press Corps has bestowed glowing early reviews on the new Jag. But it was a given this car was going to be quick. All high-end electric cars are, to the point where the specs are getting a touch outrageous. 0 to 60 miles per hour times under 2 seconds are increasingly common, as are four-digit horsepower figures. We have a bubble right now between the premium brands around torque and things, says Chelsea Sexton, a longtime EV advocate. It's a bit of a manhood measuring contest. As the auto industry moves into the electric age, then, we need new ways to evaluate these vehicles, focusing on factors that are much more useful in everyday life. It might mean relearning a few new terms you've forgotten from high school physics, but it'll make any decision to go all in on EVs a lot clearer. So while I will allow myself the occasional heavy-footed launch in the I-PACE, I'm going to be looking at how day-to-day drivers will use their electric cars. Not just how far you can go without plugging in, but how fast you can refill the battery. I think charging time is more important than range, frankly, says Ian Callum, Jaguar's chief designer and the man who penned the I-PACE. That might be true one day, when super-fast chargers are at every highway rest stop. For now, they're typically few and far between, so range still matters. There's a 90 kWh battery under the floor of the I-PACE, about what you find in a high-end Tesla, good for around 240 miles. Charging takes 40 minutes from 0 to 80% at a 100 kW fast charger or 85 minutes at a more common 50 kW charger. My round trip to Palm Springs and back is 224 miles, plus some driving around while I'm there, plus blasting the AC in the desert heat. Hence mid-trip refill, the ice cream, and note-taking to check the figures. I added 44 kWh in 52 minutes, which cost $10.40 on a 50 kW EVgo charger, taking the battery from 24% to 75% full, more than enough to get home and in line with Jaguar's claims. Any electric car beats any gas car when it comes to efficiency, but some EVs give a harder score smackdown than others. My total energy consumption for the trip, as recorded by the iPACE's computer, was 41.6 kWh per 100 miles. This is another metric manufacturers have yet to standardize, but a potential substitute for the soon-to-be-defunct miles per gallon. In Tesla's Model 3, I clocked just 26 kWh per 100 miles on a similar route. The difference matters. It means the Tesla can squeeze 310 miles out of a smaller, lighter, and cheaper 75 kWh battery. For the cross-shoppers, the downmarket Hyundai Kona gets 258 miles out of 64 kWh. The Chevrolet Bolt gets 238 miles out of 60 kWh. Bigger, taller cars like the iPACE have to spend more energy punching through the air than their smaller, svelter counterparts, so they consume more electricity. But where a Range Rover can carry a 27-gallon fuel tank and run for hours between more expensive gas station stops, Callum's team could only make a battery so big without trade-offs in weight and space. So they turned to other tricks to keep the range up. The biggest influence I have is the aerodynamics of the car, which we take very seriously, Callum says. Thus the large hood scoop, which funnels air from the front grille and shapes how it flows over the car. The spoiler over the rear window keeps the air attached to the vehicle. The tall, squared-off back end limits turbulence, which invites drag. The door handles retract so they're flush with the sides. It is what it is, for good reason, Callum adds. It's the result of logical integration of package and engineering. It happens to look nice, too. The SUV is a relatively new look for Jaguar, long a sedan and coupe shop. But Americans' lust for these bigger vehicles knows no bounds. Jaguar's F-Pace SUV quickly became its top-selling car. In addition, the roomier model can handle the space and weight demands of a big battery. Callum says that there's room for a small, efficient electric car in Jaguar's future, which will help diversify the range and give the company a product for all EV buyers, luxury seekers and eco-warriors, mall rats and backroad explorers. Yet he also pointed out that technology will eventually, roughly, even out among all automakers. Range and charging rate matter, but only so much. Car purchases are emotional decisions. Along with Jaguar, more rivals like Tesla are coming, including models from Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and others. The EV field will soon be stuffed with competent cars, which consumers will learn to evaluate on their own terms. An iPACE buyer will choose the vehicle because the neighbors already have a Tesla, or it looks good, or it drives great, as long as it meets her basic needs. Callum doesn't see that changing. We'll still be about performance, agility, and driving. Back in Los Angeles, I pull off the freeway and into my garage, with 25% of battery remaining, and plug it in. The whole plugging and unplugging thing is going to have to become routine, just like with smartphones. For people who can afford it, this is not just a great electric car, but a great car. Full stop. And I can't wait to get back onto that freeway ramp, where I've got the room to stomp the pedal.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.